is Thursday, March 3rd, 2011. This is Aaron Smith, the Art Guy, and you are listening to the Academic Aesthetic Podcast.
That is incorrect. That is correct. That is incorrect. That is
music for this episode provided by Bree Pettis. Find him and all of his wonderful projects over at BreePettis.com.
That is correct.
Yesterday's post was not meant to be as long as it was. My initial goal was the content of today's post, what you're listening to now. But as I sat down to write it, I thought I'd start with an overview of where I was coming from. Apparently, a two-paragraph introduction can be stretched out into a 7-minute podcast. In any case, as I wrapped up my story so far, it was painfully obvious that I'd crossed the fine line between not enough information and too much detail. I saw a good stopping point and hit publish. Which brings us to today. I've had people say wonderful things about my classes, but what I mainly see is room for improvement. If 90% of my kids are on task, that means a full 10% of them are distracted somehow. I need a hook to reel in that 10%, or 5%, or 50%, or whatever percentage that isn't learning in my room. And so we look at video games. Keep in mind, this is a behind-the-scenes view of my thinking process. Nothing here has been implemented by me yet. I may think of something better. I may find out that there's a policy preventing one facet or another. This post is a snapshot of my thoughts as of right now. What do games have that my curriculum is lacking? The most engaging games are the ones that have some elements that are simple enough to pull you in, but others that are challenging enough to build you up. The most engaging games have levels of progression. These levels can be different zones, game maps, scenarios, or character power. Angry Birds and World of Warcraft are not that different when you dig down deep enough. The most engaging games forgive failure. You can play a level over again, or fight that boss battle one more time. This is very different from the current academic strategy of allowing a student only one opportunity to pass a quiz. Make the class a game. Something I'd heard of last year was the idea of using a points system instead of a traditional grading system. Students earn points, called XP, which is short for experience points, by completing various tasks and assignments, and earning certain numbers of points allowed students to level up. One story about a college professor got republished a lot last year, but there was little information about how what he did was specifically implemented. The WoW in School teachers implemented a system with 2,000 XP per level. So a student with 0 XP would be level 1. At 2,000 XP, they'd earn level 2. 4,000 would get them to level 3, 6,000 to level 4, and so on. They then assigned grades at the end based on the levels reached. Assignments had different point values. Journals and forums were worth 250 points each, projects were worth 500 points each, and so on. What's the incentive? Well, there's a bunch of them. Competition. Some students will want to show that they're better by maintaining the highest score. Clear progression. If a student gets an A on their first project, they have nowhere to go but down. Maintaining a grade is not as exciting as building one from the ground up. Choose your own adventure. Linear lessons are all well and good, but different students have different interests. When I'm playing World of Warcraft, I can pick and choose which quests I want to work on. Why not let students pick between different projects that address the same objectives? Level perks. Congratulations! You've reached level X. You've earned a homework pass. You've earned the ability to listen to YouTube while you work. You've earned the title Master Technologist. You've unlocked an extra credit project. Not every one of these incentives will work with every student. But not every facet of World of Warcraft appeals to every player. the goal is to have enough varied incentives to appeal to a wide demographic. Align the new standard with the old requirements. And so we get to the tricky part. My employer uses online grading software that has very specific requirements in place to force teachers to stay on task with their grading. I'm not about to complain about this software, as I think having something that allows students and parents to stay on top of student progress through the school year, in addition to progress reports and report cards, is a fantastic idea. It does, however, present a challenge. How do I make an XP grading system compatible with an ABCDF grading system? One grade per week. Teachers in my county are required to enter one or two grades per week based on how often they see their students. As my school is on an A-day, B-day schedule, I fit into the one grade per week category. The grade can be anything, homework, quiz, test, project, warm-up, etc. And I can always put in more than one grade per week, but I need to hit that minimum. The solution I came up with was to stop naming my projects in the grading software. Instead, there'll be week one project, week two project, and so on. I'll still require students to complete at least one project per week, but which the project they think they should do first will be up to them. When I grade the work, I'll list the name of an actual project in the comment section of the grading software so I'll know which one they completed to earn that grade.
What's an A? The WOW and school teachers have said the most pushback they got was from parents who still wanted to measure student progress by traditional letter grades, saying, "Well, your daughter is a level 5 technologist," can get some looks of confusion compared to, "She has a B." One solution is to assign grades based on levels. Let's say, for example, that the maximum level possible from doing all the work is level 20. I could say that all students that are level 18, 19, or 20 have an A. All students that are level 16 and 17 have a B, and so on. The second option, and perhaps the one involving the least amount of work, would be to just let the grading software figure it out. Let the students pick the quests or projects, as you know, whatever. If they complete them, they get the points. I hesitate to use this system, as my limited math skills tell me that everyone who participates will simply get an A regardless of the effort put forth. Another possibility is to let the students reach whatever level they can and determine the maximum level possible, less math for me, then have the top 10% have an A, the next 10% down have a B, and so on. Everyone will have the chance to earn an A if they get within that top 10%. The downside here is it's pretty much grading on a curve. And in the past, I've disliked any grading system where one enterprising student could wreck the curve by outperforming the rest of the class. To prevent that from happening, I'd have to include some form of weekly XP cap to prevent someone from hitting level 300 in the first week and therefore demotivating the rest of the class. Well, once again, I've reached the point where my own eyes are beginning to glaze over and my ADD is kicking in. I will conclude this little brain dump of thoughts in part 3. That is incorrect. That is incorrect.